Greetings, everyone. I'm Valerie Green, and this is Harpistry, an audio excursion into music of the harp and its relatives from around the world. We've got an episode of Harp Talk from Patrice Fisher of the New Orleans chapter of the American Harp Society up on deck. She'll be talking to Deborah Hanson Conant, and we'll be sampling some of Deborah's recorded works as well. Deborah is a jazz harpist, composer, and vocalist, and has been described as the wild woman of the harp. NPR's Scott Simon dubbed her as, quote, the talented love child of Andre Previn and Lucille Ball, end quote. Her playing ranges from raucous to delicate, and her performances blur the line between musical performance and theatrical event.
I feel most safe when I'm on stage. I feel completely, utterly free. That is where I feel most alive.
You are listening to Harp Talk. I'm your host, Patrice Fisher. Today, our guest is Deborah Henson Conant. Deborah is a Grammy-nominated artist who sings and plays the harp, tells stories, and composes symphonic music. She has made her own path, composing since age 12. She first studied classical harp, then she developed her own style combining blues, swing, and Latin jazz with storytelling and humor. Deborah has toured with the Boston Pops, premiered her own orchestral compositions, played at jazz clubs in Germany and Celtic festivals in France. In 2007, her one-woman show with orchestra, Invention and Alchemy, debuted on PBS and was nominated for a Grammy Award. Listening to Just For You, composed and performed by harpist Deborah Henson Conant. Deborah, tell us a little bit about your musical background.
My parents, the story goes, courted by singing to each other. So my first language was singing, and I had a few harp lessons when I was about 12, and then when I was 22, I was at my college. They needed a harpist. I'd had a few lessons as a kid, so I was vastly more experienced than anyone else. I became the harpist, and at that point I met Linda Wood, who was a great teacher and learned how to challenge me as a musician, which is why I am a harpist today.
Listening to 996, composed and performed by Deborah Henson Conant. Deborah has inspired a new type of harp design, an electric blue lever harp built by Chemac, which she wears strapped on like an electric guitar.
I love you just the way you are. I love you night, I love you day. And I love everything you say. You're never too verbose for me. Darling, darling, can't you see the near or far? I love you just the way you are.
The harp that I play now was also a dream. When I was a little kid, my dad had given me a book that had Egyptians in it. And there were these women that had harps, and they were walking around with harps. And then when I went to Scotland, and I first saw this group, Sheelis, this was Patsy Seddon and Mary McMaster, were playing with a rock band. My head just like exploded seeing how the harp could be used in that way with a large group. I was trying to put these two ideas together, that electro harp and wearing it, and I kept trying to strap it on, and so I kept talking to all the harp builders, and I would be like, you know, electric guitar and harp, put them together, and this is what I want. And finally, Chemac, Joël Gagné, who was the president before Jacques, he made me the first prototype of the what was called a baby blue at that point. And it was an electric harp, and that changed my life.
Long in the short of my story is that I'm completely in love with you and near or far. You know I love you, darling, near or far. Oh, I love you, darling, near or far. I love you, I love you, I love you just the way you are.
That was Just the Way You Are Blues by Deborah Henson Conant.
Flamenco goes back to one of the very first pieces that I ever learned on the harp. And there's a pretty little theme, and then there's a variation, and I started exploring the variations. And then one day I suddenly realized that I could vary it rhythmically. I could have like the Baroque melody that he had, and then in the variations I could make them flamenco. So this piece went from being this lovely little minuet to being this tour de force piece. And I love it. I encourage all of us to reach into this instrument and to connect with yourself. It is an instrument that is so naked, and it lets us touch it, literally touch it, and through touching it, it allows us to touch other people.
You have been listening to Harp Talk. I'm your host, Patrice Fisher. Our audio engineer is Carlos Valladares. Harp Talk is sponsored by a grant from the American Harp Society and produced by the New Orleans chapter. You can hear Deborah Henson Conant perform and teach at the 2013 New Orleans Jazz and Pop Harp Weekend, June 6th through the 9th. For more information, go to www.neworleansjazzharp.com.
My thanks to Patrice Fisher of the New Orleans chapter of the American Harp Society for that edition of Harp Talk. This is Deborah Henson Conant performing Swamp Ballet, something that goes on regularly right outside the KRVS studios every night in Cypress Lake Swamp. Deborah Hanson Conant from her Grammy-nominated CD, Invention and Alchemy. We heard Danger Zone, backed up by the Grand Rapids Symphony, conducted by David Lockington. And we heard Deborah perform Swamp Ballet from her CD, Budapest. This next piece is from the contemplative recording by Christina Turin, Prayer for the Living Trees.
Thank you.
Lisa Lynn performed those last two tunes entitled Winter Moon and I Love My Love from her disc Maiden's Prayer. And Christina Turin led that set with a piece entitled Birch, based on a Russian folk song, taken from her CD Prayer for the Living Trees. This next artist, Marcus James, will be at Festival International this year, and that's coming up in just a few weeks. Solo Sidibe accompanies him on the youth's hunter's harp of Mali, the Kamalingoni.
Just a sec, had it gone. Set a time overdue. Overhead, rain was drumming. There's somebody already knew. And when the cloud had parted, all we saw was the sky blue. Under an empty sky.
10, then give me 20. Just to compound my misery. Ooh. They say someday we'll live forever. Mania.
hanyo mandia ibitami mitala faroto alinga keku kairo
Blaise Sissoko and Volker Getz from their sublime recording, Sira. That was a piece entitled Pharaoh. And we heard from Marcus James's recording, Nightbird. He performed Are You Thirsty? Be sure to catch Marcus James at this year's Festival International. Check out the KRVS website at krvs.org to find a podcast and a playlist of today's show. Harpistry was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.